AI. They're worried that their kids are not going to be able to have jobs someday because AI
will take over. Well, I'll tell you, AI has been amazing because right now we have more jobs, more people working right now in the United States by far than we ever had before. And outside of the war, and I assumed the economy was going to go down, the stock market would go down 20-25%. It's actually up.
He was supporting legislation that was bipartisan but mainly Republican-backed that would give literal liability protection from state, local, and individual, and most of the federal government, other than the executive branch, to a whole list of top AI companies. And the legislation would create a board of tech heads who would have the liability protection, but none of their competition would. And Trump's now created a board and has 9 people on it. Now, that legislation got shot down. He brought it back up last year when he got in office. It failed again, so he signed an executive order and set up the commission. Notice Elon Musk is not on it, ensuring a national policy framework for artificial intelligence.
It seems to be, with Trump going into Iran, no matter who you vote for, you do seem to get a lot of the same foreign and economic policy in my country. You do seem to get military intervention abroad and then kind of the tech and the financial sector dominating the domestic political agenda, no matter who's in there. And that's why all these tech CEOs are clustered around him in China. These are the same people that were with Biden and Harris and censoring their websites to limit conservative speech when they were in. So they obviously view themselves as the actual government, and whoever the president is like a guy giving them a tour.
They might be half right.
I think they're more than half.
How much are you spending, would you say, over the next few years?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I think it's probably going to be something like, I don't know, at least $600 billion through 28 in the U.S. Yeah.
It's a lot.
No, it's significant.
That's a lot.
Citizens will be on their best behavior because we're constantly recording and reporting everything that's going on. And it's unimpeachable. The cars have cameras on them. I think we have a squad car here someplace. But those kind of applications using AI, if we can use AI, and we're using AI to monitor the video, it's not people that are looking at those cameras. It's AI that's looking at the cameras. No. You can't do this. It would be like a shooting. That's going to be an event that's immediately, an alarm's going to go off. It's going to be, and we're going to have supervision. In other words, every police officer is going to be supervised at all times.
Just by these corporations and their operations with anything they say is AI, that means anything computers, being above the law, that creates a oligopoly of action, an eminent domain and total control, and they can toxic waste, steal water. They've already been caught doing it.
Data centers continue to use public water supplies without authorization. In Georgia, a data center campus consumed nearly 30 million gallons of water without initial payment, while local residents' taps run dry.
And then they are above the law and allowed to have all the energy they want from fossil fuels, but still they're going to have a lot of the green regulations on the general public, though Trump's backed off some of that.
So-called technology transition rule, which was crazy, forced companies to adopt specific high-cost refrigerants, massively driving up the price of transporting and strong and storing refrigerants and various goods. Today's reforms will deliver significant financial relief.
Us eating beef is bad. Us having a car is bad. You having a space heater is bad. All these jurisdictions banning fireplaces and barbecue pits. That's all bad, even though that's part of the atmosphere and good for the Earth. Methane's good. It's what holds the atmosphere in. We've always had mammals going around and other creatures passing gas. But now we got to shove tubes up the cow's butts in Canada and Europe and capture the methane and pump it into a mine shaft because it's deadly. But AI companies, they can do whatever they want. So when I was the first to say, almost 2 years ago when he's president-elect, I said, this establishes an AI dictatorship. I still support President Trump. People got really mad at me. They said, oh, come on, don't use a term like that. I read the damn legislation.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, Friday's edition of War Room Live, coming up in 90 seconds. Don't go anywhere.
Most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
I want want you all to know something. Alex Jones was right.
Alex is right about far more than he's wrong.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
I don't care how you slice it, dice it, flip it up, or rub it down. Alex Jones was right.
Think about how frustrated we are if you've been awake for a year or two. Imagine being like an Alex Jones or those guys who've been awake for like decades.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Alex Jones never bought the Russia hoax, not for a second.
You are one of the great thinkers of this.
You are a martyr to the First Amendment.
The government fears Alex Jones.
That's why the globalists hate me, is because I'm exposing their corporate worldwide tyranny.
Watching The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com. Annihilate.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to War Room Live. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. We are coming to you live on the Alex Jones Network. AlexJonesLive.com is where you go to find us. Share that link. I got a big, big show for you today. And there's so much news, and it really, it's like too much. It's too much. It took me longer than expected to get in today. I ran into, it was like the royal flush of traffic things. A train is the only thing I didn't hit, but it was like comical. It was literally like a bus, an ambulance, road work, a crash. And then like right as I'm about to turn onto the street to get to the studio, a giant line of cyclists. Of course, neon wearing cyclists, a herd of them, a murder of cyclists. So anyway, in the you know, 20 minutes it took me to get here, or 20 minutes longer than normal, like five stories broke, and they're all just completely insane. So this is just my life. And so when I'm gathering news to come do the show, I got to determine, like, what's actually worthy of bringing to you people? Because there's a lot of news that, like, it's crazy, but is it worth actually reporting? And I say this because today we have some very strong narratives to explain. And at the end of the day, that's what you have to understand my mission is, or at least that's how I understand my mission here, is to not just tell you the news, but narrate to you the story of humanity and the way that things are going. Because this is, and I the more I think about it, the more important I really think this is the role of the mainstream media. And it has to be the role of the alternative media, establishing narratives in people's minds. The good news is we have the true narrative. We have the actual narrative of what's going on in our countries. If you listen to the left wing, their narrative is very simple. It's also completely wrong, right? It goes something like the world was at peace. It was all kumbaya and rainbows and unicorns until those dastardly white men showed up and did colonialism everywhere. Stole everything from all of the poor, innocent, virginal black people. And they've just been desperately trying to wrest peace and honor back for the last several hundred years. It's more or less the narrative they run with. And everything is sort of told along that dichotomy. White supremacy versus the oppressed minorities. That's kind of obvious, right? The actual trends, the actual pattern of the world is more or less exactly the opposite. And I really want to drive that home. And I've got some clips today. I've got some videos to show you today that make this narrative abundantly clear. And I'm going to try to lay it out for you in the best way I possibly can. But obviously there's so many various ways that all of this manifests. Today, one of the biggest stories is the fact that Ukraine just basically did a giant terror bombing and killed, reports are, 86 Russian students, young people going to university, in the latest in a series of drone attacks against residential areas of Moscow. And this comes the day after Russia and Belarus are reportedly holding gigantic nuclear war games, which they say the intent of these war games is to send a message to the West
This is not the story I'm talking about here. But what I am talking about is MFA Russia reporting all those responsible for the barbaric terrorist attack on Starblensk will be identified and face inevitable severe punishment. It was a deliberate attack on civilians as German Nazis did. So Ukraine has lost the war, and they lost the war like 2 months into the war. And again, we'll just come out and say, we told you so. We'll pat ourselves on the back, even though it doesn't mean anything, that both with the Ukraine war and the Iranian war, we identified, the moment that it went sideways and told everybody, all right, this is it. We can get out now or we can move forward. But from here on out, it's nothing but losses. There is nothing to be gained. Okay, that was I said that probably 6 days into the Iran war. If we'd ended then, we'd be in a lot better position than we are now. If we'd ended the Ukraine war 2 months into it, we'd be in a lot better position than we are now. But they've killed 1 million Ukrainians, God only knows how many Russians. And now as the time has come, the clock is winding down. Ukraine has lost and there's not much more, it can really do on the battlefield. It has decided to start deliberately trying to provoke Russia by launching terrorist attacks against its major cities like Moscow. In an obvious, just flagrant escalation that has to, like, inevitably will lead to major response by Russia. A Russia who is seemingly doing everything it can, short of, standing on the street corner with a bullhorn to tell the West, we are prepared to use nuclear weapons. We are not going to go down like this. Please stop poking the bear. We do have claws. We will respond. They are literally holding gigantic nuclear weapons drills with Belarus right now, telling everybody, we're doing this as a signal. We're sending a signal to the West while we're doing these nuclear exercises. And Ukraine decides to start bombing their nuclear sites and bombing innocent people on the outskirts of town. We're going to talk about Ukraine because Ukraine is sort of the best example, the most stark relief example of the narrative that actually defines the world right now if you look at it in an objective way, which is the attack on white people, which is the murderous attack on white people that in Ukraine has reached, almost comical levels. The only problem, there's nothing comedic about it. It's one of the most horrifying things I've ever heard of happening. Like, it's straight up like a horror story or something. How do I lay this out? How do I lay this out for you? Because first we can go to, I believe I have some of the B-roll of the attacks on Russia. This is like so important. I don't want to just like jump right into it. I could just go to one of these clips, but like, how do I lay this out in a way that is as impactful as it should be? We can go to clip 38 here. Ukraine media, mandatory mobilization of women has now begun. So in addition to kidnapping men off the street of Ukraine, which they've been doing this entire war, but have increased it recently, including like kidnapping fathers in front of their children as they like drop their kid off at school. Kid doesn't realize he's not going to see dad ever again. Possibly if the dad, like most of these recruits, ends up just becoming a target for a drone operator on some godforsaken battlefield that lost strategic importance 2 years ago. And now they're going to do it to women. Now they are forcibly conscripting women in Ukraine to go serve on the front lines. Let's watch.
Сотри свою мать. Сотри, 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 что делают.
There they're pulling the guy.
Ёб твою мать. Боже мой, какой кошмар. Боже мой, какой ужас. Сотри, 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 что делают. Боже, ужас. Посмотри, 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 посмотри.
So that, again, is just some of the brutality with which Ukraine is conscripting men and with their mobilization forces. We do have the video of them bombings. This is what they did last night. We can go to clip 11 and clip 12 here, back to back. Well, 11, 12, and 13. This is the video of them attacking the results here of the attack on the school. And you'll see the, you know, destroyed buildings from the outside in the next clip. So they're doing everything they can to keep this going. Like, it should have ended a long time ago. Should have ended with Ukraine just giving up a bit of its territory that it apparently doesn't even want anyway. Some of these attacks, some of the more egregious attacks Ukraine is waging these days are on Luhansk. You know, the domain that actually wanted to leave and go into Russia and not be in Ukraine. So they're doing absolutely everything they can to keep this going, despite the fact that to keep it going, they're having to rip their own men off the streets and send them to die in the on the front lines. The real problem, though, is that at this exact same time, they are filling up Ukraine with foreigners, with Indians and Africans, and they're making this a policy, and they're coming in by the boatload, essentially. So they are ripping men off the streets and then literally replacing them with foreign immigrants the moment that they get away, that they grab them. We have images of this. Indians and Pakistanis invade Ukraine while Ukrainian men are sent to die on the front lines. There they are. There's one of the visitors, right? Apparently guest workers are now working with Ukrainian military recruitment. So Zelensky imports men from India and Bangladesh to catch Ukrainians forcefully like dogs and to send them to the front line to fight against Russia. Men in Ukraine must feel very valued right now. And again, they are ramping up mobilization. We have a video of that. Ukraine ramps up mobilization efforts. RBC Ukraine. Number of Zelensky draft squads in Kiev increased by 40% over the last 3 to 4 months, according to the deputy head of Kiev's TCC. And you can literally see videos of them chasing men through the streets, hunting them down, ripping them off the streets, and sending them to die. Meanwhile, they're actually importing Indian people in order to replace them, straight up. So there you go. So, I mean, I feel like I could just stop there. I feel like I could, like, that's it. What more could you possibly need to know other than the fact that the mobilization forces are kidnapping people while simultaneously importing their replacements? And there's video after video after video of this. And Ukraine, I suppose you could say, is the premier example of this, but it is happening all over Europe in every single European country in almost exactly the same way. Let's go to clip number 24 here. This is a shocking development in the story of Europe. Clip number 24, let's watch.
Soldiers from countries such as Iraq or Afghanistan have massed at small boat launch sites on the Belgian coast, police have revealed. A growing number of military men have been spotted accompanying the boats, making it too dangerous for police to intervene. Local force chief Nicholas Palink said this week, with French authorities taking a stricter approach to monitoring the would-be migrants, small boat smuggling gangs have moved to launch from Belgium, but armed men have rendered authorities impotent to stop the boats.
So that's called an invasion, and the only way to resist that is by fighting them, by actually fighting back when you have armed men like that. In Ireland. It is particularly egregious how this is happening. And again, we can go to clip 42 here. Indians and Pakistanis invade Ukraine while Ukrainian men are sent to the front line. Clip 42. Here's some of the Indian men arriving and being interviewed.
Tahur. Tahur, your place number 16 over there. Sing you hinder?
Yes.
Sir, 19.
No.
Second floor up. So, guys, couple of quick questions. Just say hello.
Hello
to Ukraine. Це наші кандидати з Індії. Вони зараз їдуть до іншого міста своєї роботи. Зараз вони вантажать свої речі. У нас все сьогодні дуже швидко. It's very fast today, right? Unusual morning, unfortunately, for you. Хлопці вже півроку живуть в Україні, вони вже попрацювали на великому підприємстві, але, на жаль, підприємство скорочує зараз своє виробництво.
Yeah, she's saying they're literally, temporary workers that are being imported into Ukraine to take the spot of men who are being sent to die in the front line. And there's more of this. We can go to clip 54 here. Clip 54, again, more images coming out of Ukraine of the Indians taking over. Let's watch. Again, just being imported en masse, and we read the article last week where they're announcing that they need Africans into Ukraine because the population collapse is just that great. While a million Ukrainian men have died and many others have fled, to the point now where you cannot flee if you are of draft age in Ukraine. You cannot leave Ukraine. You know who else just passed a law saying that you can't flee without government permission if you're of draft age? Germany. Right. So Germany is passing these laws, reenacting the draft, doing all this stuff, as is the UK, bringing the draft back up. We've been hearing a lot of talk about the draft here in America, too. It was one of the positions that Ed Gowring differed from Thomas Massie over. And they obviously are trying desperately to kick this off with Russia, although the war in Iran could easily, you know, spiral out as well, with Turkey being a NATO participant. All of these things could get complicated. So now let's go to clip number 30. This is a Irish patriot. An Irish farmer was attempting to get to his own land, and he was suddenly stopped by a phalanx of foreign men in official uniforms. Let's watch. Let's go to 30, clip 30. Let's take it down. We're having some problems with the videos today. The list is all wrong. It's all chaos. Everything, crazy things are happening in my ear, left and right. So we'll get that video, that Irish video of the Irishman being stopped. Trying to make a point here, trying to lay out a case here with all of these various examples. The French police, the being confronted by the armed men, the Irish regular citizens being stopped by official imported migrants who do not speak their language. Of course, we saw last week that the Dutch government was threatening to take women's children away for participating in a protest against the importation of millions of migrants into that country. We can go to clip number 6 here. This is another video, this time from Calais, in France. So this is before they're getting on the dinghies to go to the UK, or maybe they're arriving into France for the first time. God only knows. Let's go to clip number 6. Absolutely every country in Europe is experiencing this endlessly. Men, almost exclusively men, of military age, maybe three or four women sprinkled in that giant tribe of 50 people, moving into Europe, arming themselves, being given official positions by the government over and above the natives of that country. The natives, who are at an extremely, like, shockingly high rate, abused, raped, murdered, threatened by these people, are then suppressed by their own government and thrown into jail for disagreeing with the policy. We can go to clip number 18 here. This is inside one of the illegal migrant camps that's now operating. This one is in the UK. Yeah, this is a barracks. Yeah, that's what it looks like when you have a bunch of military-aged men standing around, being given a place to live, being given food to eat, not being given anything. Yeah, these are barracks. This is a militia. This is an army that's being imported. And again, it's happening absolutely everywhere. So far, I've showed you France, UK. We'll show you Ireland there in just a second. Clip 26 here. This is what the UK has come to. This is a council meeting in, I believe, Birmingham, if I'm not mistaken, but one of the cities in the UK that has been taken over. Let's start over and see if we can even understand what the hell's going on here.
Very inclusive, and it has to be. I think all of the institutions must be like a mainstream, inclusive, regardless of race, religion, whatsoever. So you mentioned about women's activities. So as far as this AGM is concerned, did the committee invited any women, respected women from our society? But if yes, then why did I not hear any?
No.
We all know that this is a male-dominated society. We've got two very prominent female, Salma Ben, on our executive committee, and Sophia Ben from Leicester. She's a lawyer and she's an actress in that. But because the male-dominated society.
So I'm not sure if you could tell what was going on there. They're at a council meeting at a city in the UK debating whether or not to let women into the room, to let women participate. So this idea of, like, Europe is going to become Islamicized, it already is. And it's happening in a de facto manner. And this is the way Islam operates. It is a political structure as much as it is a religion, and it's self-enforced by the people voluntarily. So you don't have to have, you know, a power structure enforcing this on people, even though they do, obviously, and the, you know, mosques serve as their central intelligence headquarters. But I remember being in Turkey, sitting with a Muslim friend, and other Muslims were giving him bad looks because I was drinking a beer. And it was, like, threatening, right? That's how this works, right? They get enough people there, suddenly, you know, women, maybe on their own volition, will stop coming around quite so much. And those that do are subjected to abuse, and suddenly you are in a de facto way segregated by gender and, you know, in a world obsessed with feminism, this is going completely unremarked on. Why do you think that is? So I'll show you more on the other side. We have the video of the Irishmen being assaulted on their own land by a bunch of foreigners that don't even speak their language, as well as more about the stabbing suspect in the UK. We'll be right back.
We have a massive sale running through Monday, the biggest sale that we've done in a year at thealexjonesstore.com. The Memorial Day sale, on top of all the other discounts that are already there that stay in place, makes a bunch of these products loss leaders. But we know you're going to love them so much. We have a 90%+ reorder rate. We know we can do this. For those of you on the fence, Memorial Day sale, that means the deals are already marked down. And now you're getting at checkout additional 25% off the top. This is the time to load up. This is Memorial Day sale. It only goes until Monday evening at midnight, rolling over into Tuesday. Take action now. Massive flash buy one, get one free sale is extended until Monday as well. Take action now. Buy one T3 Trifecta Pure Atomic, meaning atomic chart, pure iodine. Does incredible things to the body, the missing link. Get another bottle of T3 iodine free. You can also get Ultra Methylene Blue, or medical-grade methylene blue, the very best out there, and get another bottle free, or buy one bottle of T3, iodine, get another bottle of methylene blue free, mix and mash, or get one bottle of one and get the same product. It's your choice. Also, it's selling out this weekend, the new Freedom Shield Wallet. It comes in two powerful patriotic designs, Don't Tread on Me in 1776. They have a top-grain leather and aerospace-grade aluminum. This thing is slim, strong, secure, and built for everyday carry. It holds up to 25 cards and 20 bills, has RFID blocking protection, a secure cash strap, and quick pull tab access. So you get strength, security, and premium patriotic design all in one wallet. These are sold in stores for $100, normal price $69. We're selling it for $49 for regular listeners. For VIPs, thealexjonesstore.com, $39.20. Take action now. I only sell you stuff that really works. Yes, anybody that's a good salesman. What's the best salesman? A salesman that sells a good product. Our ultramethylene blue, our bovine colostrum, our Shilajit, all of our products are the very best. Our spike protein, pro cardiovascular, ultimate life force is incredible. Warcry smelling salts, ultra DNA revival, with 25% off on top of that, it's a loss leader. 35% off with 25% off on top of it at checkout, that's a loss leader. Zeolite tincture, creatine powder, atomic defense, methylene red tincture. This is the biggest sale ever at thealexjonesstore.com. Take action now, and I thank you for your support. You won't be disappointed. Thealexjonesstore.com.
They thought they could silence us. They thought they could drive us off the air. They failed. We are back, stronger, louder, unbroken. Find the feeds, hear the broadcast, share the signal at alexjoneslive.com. alexjoneslive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
So much work goes into this, and it's all funded by you going to thealexjonesstore.com. So this is a fundraiser time right now. We need to be raising funds because we are launching into the next stage of our, you know, rocket trip. We've shed one booster and now the new one's firing up, and we need you to fill our tank and give us the fuel to get to that next level. So please do go to thealexjonesstore.com. There is a mega sale going on right now. You're getting 40% off methylene blue tincture, methylene blue caps, ultra DNA revival, Shilajit caps and gummies, up to 35% off methylene red tincture, colostrum, and MK Ultra, and you're getting 30% off all apparel, shirts, hats, hoodies, and everything else. You know, what we sell you at thealexjonesstore.com are just like these amazing naturally occurring vitamins, minerals, supplements, just sea moss and Shilajit. It just is like God's gift to humanity. At some point, humanity discovers it, and get it at thealexjonesstore.com. Welcome back, folks. So Ukraine is maybe the most obvious example where they're literally ripping the Ukrainian men off the street and then replacing them, including some of the people doing the mobilization, that is, on the street, kidnapping Ukrainians and taking them to the front line, are in fact foreigners from India, Bangladesh, and even Africa. And more videos from Ukraine are being posted. I didn't even grab like a third of as many that I saw. Just search like Indians Ukraine, and you see video after video after video of Ukrainian people going, everyone I know has been sent to the front line, and they're like filming. They're like, here's 100 Indian men playing cricket at the park. So all the men of the community have been shipped off to die on the front line, and there are hundreds of Indian people now living where they once were. That's maybe the most egregious and offensive example, but it's far from even the most like disturbing when you get to the gang rapes and all that sort of stuff going on in the UK. The French government is now apparently not even intervening in anything having to do with the small boats, because the people who are running the small boats have armed themselves because it truly is an invasion and a war. In addition to that, you've got UK boroughs now in areas of the United Kingdom that have completely been given over to the Muslims, to the extent that They don't even allow women to participate in the public meetings anymore. And the mayor of Birmingham can't even read in English. He's literally just a Pakistani. And of course, they're, you know, passing laws in Parliament and elsewhere to make it illegal to criticize Muslims, which, again, is a de facto form of Sharia law. We can also go. This was a speech. Now, apparently this guy is quoting somebody, but it's hard to tell if that's the case. Clip number 19. This is a Muslim MP, member of parliament in the UK, Imran Hussein, talking about really responding to claims from people in the UK who say, hey, Muslims have to get off our island. They have to leave. We have to send them home. Remigration now. Here's what he has to say.
It's time for many Muslims to leave this country. This is a war. We need to get ready to fight. Deputy Speaker, last weekend's march saw vile racist thugs, national figures openly fanning the flames of hatred against British Muslim communities, saying things like, it's time for many Muslims to leave this country. This is a war. We need to get ready to fight. There are much more vulgar and dangerous statements that I'm unable to repeat in this House. This incitement of hatred and violence against British Muslims in the heart of our capital should worry us all. So can I ask the Leader of the House if he will allow sufficient time for a proper debate to address the dangerously rising levels of Islamophobia, the protections for British Muslim communities, and the consequences for those responsible.
Yeah. So, you know, he's talking about Tommy Robinson's march, right? People waving the Union Jack, patriots. And he's essentially saying, this doesn't belong in our capital city. Our capital city. The Muslim man probably wasn't born there, if I had to guess. Even if he was, he is at most second or third generation. He's saying our capital, there's no place for Islamophobia. There shouldn't be a sizable amount of Muslims in London. That doesn't make any sense. Why are there? That's crazy. These are the people with power. And he says, you know, saying we got to get the Muslims out, this is a war, is somehow incitement. How are you going to get them out without a war? You're going to ask them to leave? They're not going to leave. They're taking over. They're conquering you. They're winning. They have literal barracks full of men ready and willing to fight. And every year or so, sometimes multiple times a year in multiple countries in Europe, they find gigantic weapons caches in mosques. So picture a city like Stuttgart, Germany. A couple million totally disarmed, totally unarmed, law-abiding German citizens. And within there are planted one, two, three, who knows how many mosques with armories, 10,000 guns, explosives, knives, swords, like they are arming, they are preparing. And again, the government-run housing centers are straight-up barracks. Go to clip number 18 one more time, just so we can see again what this looks like inside. That's what it looks like. And these men are not just arriving. For one thing, some of them are given jobs. They're obviously given a higher preference. Obviously, they're all given welfare. They're all given access to the NHS system. They're given housing. I mean, they're given everything. They don't have to do anything for it. It is gifted to them. And when they commit crimes, they're let go. And many of them in places like Ukraine, they're actually being uniformed and sent out as mobilization officers. And in Ireland, they're also being armed. We've shown you the video many times of the fact that the Irish Garda, their federal national police, actually recruiting in Pakistan in the Pashtun language. So this is happening. Like, this is a program. They are literally bringing in foreigners and arming them to oppress the natives. This is like the oldest play in the tyrant handbook. You have to stop it. This is outrageous. It absolutely is. So let's go now to clip 30, I believe, right? The Irish Patriot. So an Irish farmer was attempting to gain access to his own farmland when he was greeted with a gang of Middle Easterners, Southeast Asianers, and Africans there in official government uniform, seemingly incapable of even communicating with him, but there to block his path. Let's watch.
Fucking fool's gone dead. James.
Yeah.
James. We're trying to enter into our own land. Right, we're trying to enter into our own land. Look at them. Look at these guys. Look. They're after being shipped in this morning to do this job. They need to be shipped back out. And hopefully the ship will sink on the way out. Because you're not going to come in and rule this country, I can guarantee you that. Look, not one Irishman. I bet you one Irishman is flying that drone. And he's down hiding in the pond. He's down hiding. So he is.
You're very proud of yourself.
Little Andy. Do you know what? Nobody's proud of
this. No, you're not.
You started this. You told me you're the boss. You started this. Yeah. And when you assaulted that man, that's it. When you assaulted that man, that's it. Right?
Where are you?
The minute you assaulted him, that's it. It's game over. I'm telling you, it's over. This is not going to end today. It will end today. It will end today. Because I can guarantee you one thing. I'm telling you now. Listen for a minute. The Irish are coming. The Irish are coming. As soon as this goes off, hey, don't touch him. Don't touch him.
Who did he have?
Right? Now, you're not going to come in and do criminal damage into the land. Hey, watch it. James, make sure we get that.
Yeah.
Look at them, James.
Are you seeing what I'm seeing?
This is great now.
Because.
You led on.
We had a talk down there.
Ever since he assaulted that man, you pulled him to the ground. I don't care.
You saw what I saw, right? Does it need any elaboration? This is what's actually happening. The governments of Europe turned against their own people, and they're genociding them, and they're bringing in foreigners to replace them and to oppress them, and they're making it illegal to fight back. It's not that complicated. It's that evil. It's that wicked. I mean, I can't even think of like a biblical, you know, villain that did this type of thing. I'm sure they're in there. But I mean, can't you see, you know, ancient tales of a mad king that, you know, brought in a bunch of foreigners who would only serve him? I mean, it's not even a story. It literally is the oldest thing in the book. The Varangian Guard, right, in the Byzantine Empire. Bunch of giant German Vikings that they brought down. Of course, that was because they were giant and, you know, intimidating and made good bodyguards. But, you know, the benefit on top of that is they had no loyalty to the Romans. So when you told a German bodyguard, hey, go kill that Roman, he didn't care. He went and did it. Unlike the Roman guards who would have objected and said he's a citizen. He has rights. Germany doesn't know about rights. They do what they're told. It's the oldest play in the book. And they're running it right now all over Europe. And then there is the story of Henry Nowak. Henry Nowak is a kid that was killed by the Sikh guy in the UK. We covered the story when it first broke. He was walking home from a night out at about 11 p.m. when he was ambushed by this Sikh guy. And the Sikh are allowed to carry giant 8-inch long, 8-inch blade knives in the UK, which, like, I think it's stupid, the knife laws in the UK anyway. But I mean, how outrageous, like, how absurd can things possibly get? The UK has knife bins where you're supposed to go throw knives away. You can't carry around kitchen knives. They'll send the police to you if you order a cutlery set on Amazon. It is the most paranoid, knife phobic community of all time. And then the Sikhs are like, oh, but these gigantic machetes are our culture. And they're like, that's fine then. That's fine. If you're gonna have these laws, have them for everybody. Regardless, the Sikh guy runs up behind this kid, stabs him in the back with his giant 8-inch knife. The kid's running away, leaving a trail of blood, tries to climb a fence. He's being stabbed in the legs by the guy as he tries to escape. Apparently, you know, the police are coming. The Sikh guy's mother shows up and takes the knife to go hide it, to go conceal the evidence and help her son get away with the murder. The Sikh guy is on CCTV camera unrolling his own turban and, like, pulling it off. So then when the cops come, he says, that kid called me a packy and unrolled my turban. And so we got in a fight. The kid is saying, I'm bleeding. I got stabbed. The audio recording at the time has the police saying, I don't think so, mate. I don't think so. They handcuff the kid, arrest him for racial aggravation, and leave him in handcuffs to bleed to death. He dies in the gutter and on the street right there. Now, this is the latest in a very long line of instances in the UK where fear of racism has directly led to death, including the Manchester Arena bombing, in which a security guard said he saw the guy, he thought he looked suspicious, saw that he had a backpack, and then didn't approach him because he didn't want to be called racist. In this case, a young man, 18 years old, left to die on the ground because his murderer said he called me a bad name. And maybe the most despicable part about this, I mean, it's all despicable. There's no more despicable part than anything. But the Metro, a giant mainstream news outlet in the UK, reports it as if the murderer's story is true. The headline they go with is Sikh murder suspect stabbed student Henry Nowak after he was called a packy and had turban pulled off. Never happened. They know that that never happened. Yet it's still being reported that way. It's still being reported to give credence to the fake story that the murderer told to get away with the murder. So I'm going to go now to a video of Henry Nowak, clip number two. Here's a little compilation of the young man, the latest victim of diversity. Now, I want to remind you, when a guy went crazy in London and stabbed three people, two of them happened to be Jewish, not an attack on Jews. The other guy was Muslim, so he stabbed a Muslim guy and two Jews. The newspapers ran headlines that said two Jews stabbed. They don't even mention the Muslim. Keir Starmer and, like, 100 British politicians come together for a memorial service for the two guys who get stabbed. Neither one of them died. So I don't know what you're doing a memorial service over, but they gave speeches and they gave tens of millions of dollars to the security of the Jewish community. They promised extra police patrols wherever Jewish people lived. Keir Starmer gave address after address after address talking about the threat of anti-Semitism and what his government would be doing going above and beyond to guarantee the protection of the Jewish people. Meanwhile, he has not mentioned Henry Nowak once. Before, you know, today and before, you know, a few stories like this misrepresenting it came out. No stories in the, you know, major UK press. And Keir Starmer has completely ignored it, been totally silent on it. Let's go to the video. This is the life that was snuffed out and is going completely ignored by the UK authorities. Let's watch.
The stars, look how they shine for you. Everything you do. Yeah, they were all.
And, you know, the details, the actual impact of this stuff gets lost. When you just hear the stats, when you just hear, you know, you hear it mentioned or whatever. But every one of these instances is not just a single person, but an entire family, an entire community being absolutely and completely destroyed forever. And who knows what will happen to this guy? Maybe, you know, maybe he'll get let off in 6 months. Do you remember when they were arresting people for tweeting things out during the Southport riots? And they're arresting so many people, they had to actually establish a new court to handle and expedite, they said, all of the speech crimes. And they were so overloading the prisons, they decided to let prisoners out, starting with the murderers. You remember one of the prisoners released was a man who had murdered a British kid with a machete, chopped him up with a machete and murdered him. He only spent 6 months in prison because they had to make room for all of the free speech violations that they were imprisoning. I don't know what it takes to get it through to people, what's actually going on here, but like it is overwhelming. It is relentless. It is everywhere. It is nonstop. It is every single day. And it's not going to end until you end it. That's the thing you got to realize. There's nobody coming. There's nobody that's going to rescue us. There's nobody that's going to swoop in. There's no appealing to people like this for a equal piece of the pie. It's kill or be killed. This is the world that we live in. It's grow or shrink, consume or be consumed, eat or be eaten. That's the law of nature. It's just how it is. So we got to realize that, wake up to it. We do not have much time. The hour is very late. So how do we get to this point? How did we arrive at this inexplicably suicidal societal construct? In a lot of ways, white people have been bred to be like dodo birds, right? Dodo birds didn't start off retarded. They were normal birds at one point, but they were kept in a safe place. They were protected from predators to the point where they lost the ability to recognize predators. And the stories of the humans finding the dodo birds, you know, uncontacted, no predators for millions of years, had evolved out of self-defense. They could walk up and just pluck a dodo bird off the nest, wring its neck, and walk away. And the dodo birds in the nest next to it would just watch them do it and not respond. They would have no idea how to respond. That's white people these days. We're watching. So our neighbors, one by one, will be picked off and killed. We're going, what? That's not supposed to happen. Why is that happening? Don't go the way of the dodo birds. They're extinct now. And this story, I think, explains this better than perhaps I could have. Three boys avoid jail after rape of two teenage girls. Three teenagers have avoided jail after the rape of two girls in Hampshire, UK. Southampton Crown Court heard two girls were raped in two separate incidents in Fordingbridge, with the first attack taking place on the 26th of November, 2024, and the second on 17th of January, 2025. A 15-year-old boy was sentenced to youth rehabilitation order for 3 years and 180 days of intense supervision and surveillance for the rape of each of the two girls and the two indecent images charges. The court heard that he'd been diagnosed with ADHD as well as longstanding anxiety. Well, poor boy. A second 15-year-old was given the same sentence for three charges of rape against each of the two victims and four counts of taking indecent images in relation to the filming of the incidents. So, literally filmed their gang rape knife point attack against this woman. None of them are going to jail. Two of them are going to youth rehabilitation centers for 18 months. The other one was let off with supervised release. And do you want to know why? Do you want to know why the judge gave these inexplicably lenient sentences? He basically said it's because they behaved well in the court. They were nice. They were polite. They sat with their hands in their lap and listened politely, as if that has anything to do with your capability to rape an innocent girl and destroy her life. Multiple innocent girls. By the way, they apparently got caught for the first one, but like nothing happened to them. So, of course, they go off and do it again. But I feel like that judge that sort of is the answer, is like white people especially, and I'm sorry to say it, no offense to the good boomers, to the based boomers, but boomers especially have this idea that it's just like, well, they said they won't do it, so they won't do it. Sure, we'll give welfare to literally every Somali that walks up and says they have an autistic kid. Who would lie about such a thing?
Harrison, you're being naive here, okay?
I'm being naive. I'm trying to rail against the naivety.
It's Cloward and Piven. These judges know they're destroying society. They want to undermine it. They enjoy the murder. It's the cowardly, passive-aggressive way that cowards execute. It's all from Australia to Europe to here. They know exactly what they're doing.
Do you think so? Because I got this other video because I was going to connect.
No, I mean, some of them are useful idiots, but the ones doing it know what they're doing.
Yeah.
The ones good. Oh, yeah, they know. You don't think Guerra knows if you're Hispanic or black, you can murder whoever you want? You don't think they don't know? No, this is their justice. This is their war.
What explains it? This is what I don't get, because I got this other video. I'll go to this when we get back from the break. But it's a woman who is a social justice warrior, woke CEO. She ran EcoMap. It was a country that stands against systemic racism, bigotry, and the police state that criminalizes black bodies. And she ends up opening the door for a guy who beats her to death with a brick. Because he's like, hey, let me in. I'd like to come in, please. I belong in your building. She said, okay, come on in.
Jake, getting mad I'm doing this. You're not like Owen used to say. You liked it. Do you like me coming in occasionally?
I do like when you bust it. It's exciting. It's exciting.
Yeah, no, I saw the video of this Black Lives Matter lady inviting the killer in. No, she's totally naive. I agree.
That's
the ground level cannon fodder. I'm saying the higher up leftists admit Clark Piven. This is all their plan.
Know exactly what they're doing. I still don't get. It's still their country being destroyed. It's you're wrong, Charlotte. Alex says you're wrong. Hey, by the way, folks, I haven't plugged yet this hour. I'm going to tell you about this on the other side, but I love this wallet. I got this wallet yesterday. It is the RFID Freedom Shield wallet at thealexjonesstore.com. I cannot tell you how much I love this wallet. I'm not kidding. I was literally just sitting there like staring at it last night for like 10 minutes, just like, it's so beautiful. It's the most beautiful wallet I've ever
owned. We have a massive Memorial Day sale that runs through Monday, running right now. On top of all the sales at thealexjonesstore.com, you get 25% off the top on top of every other sale that's there. That makes many items lost leaders, but they're so good, we want people to try the incredible products. The ultramethylene blue, the ultramethylene red, the incredible bovine colostrum, the zeolite spike protein chelation detoxification system. It's all there. That means the deals are already marked down, but on top of it, you're getting an extra 25% off. So stock up now. This is the time to load up. This is the Memorial Day sale, and it will not last. It ends Monday at midnight going into Tuesday. And on top of it, massive flash buy one, get one free sale is extended till Monday as well. Buy one T3 trifecta iodine tincture and get one of the very same size absolutely free. Get the ultramethylene blue tincture and get one free, or mix and match the two. So extend it until Monday. This is a bestseller. Both these are buy one, get one free, the very best iodine, the missing link, the very best methylene blue. Incredible. They synergistically work together. Buy one, get one free of the T3 or the methylene blue at thealexjonesstore.com. And on top of that, we are selling out of the new Freedom Shield wallets that are very, very popular, that are RFID and Faraday cage, hold 25 bills and 20 cards. Absolutely amazing. Limited edition with 1776 and or the other design. Don't tread on me. Those are about to sell out by this weekend. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And that funds this operation. And I salute you and thank you all for your support. And while you're on the site, it has the widest selection of Patriot apparel of every conceivable design and configuration. TheAlexJonesStore.com. You can also find the live feed of the show, the video and audio on the site as well. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Take action now to keep us on air in the fight against the tyrants.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.